Hi, everyone, and welcome to Total Celebrity Show. You can check me out on Twitter at Total Tutor and also neilhaley.com and all those exciting places. And I'm excited to welcome the program celebrity Morris Chestnut of Fox TV's Rosewood. Morris, thanks for calling. How are you?
I'm well. Thanks for taking my call. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic for sure, Morris. And one question I wanted to ask you, when was your big break Boys in the Hood? Would you say that was the first? That's how all of it started, in your opinion?
That's how it all started, with Boys in the Hood. That was my first big break. I'd done a television show to get my SAG part. It was a television version of Nightmare on Elm Street, and that got me into the union. And then I did. Then a few months after that, is when I got Boys in the Hood.
Isn't it amazing how long that this has lasted and the success of this film, and people still watch it all the time and remember that your point when you died in the film? I mean, just such a tremendous story that continues, that really spoke about what was going on in certain neighborhoods, and it lives on today for sure.
It really is incredible. We're on season two now of Rosewood. And season one, we did 22 episodes a year. So season one, right around episode 16, I walked into work, and we had been working for several months together. I walked into work one day, and one of the actors just goes, "Oh," I said, "Anna, what's wrong?" She goes, "I just saw Boys in the Hood. I feel so sorry for you." It was her first time seeing the movie, and she was so emotional, and she felt so much about it. The whole day she kept saying, oh. So to have a movie that's been around this long that still resonates with people and still can affect people is a blessing.
And again, congrats on season two again of Rosewood, Morris, and your character. Really, it's very interesting being a pathologist and private and really going through the process of how to work around at times the system to get things done at times, Morris, right? Your character.
Yes. It's a really fun show. I came up with this Miami detective to solve crimes. And unfortunately, since I'm not a police officer, I'm a pathologist, I do kind of bend the laws a little bit just to try to get things done and try to make things happen. I don't break them. I just bend them.
And you bring the family along with you in this, for sure. I had Lorraine on a couple times on the show already, and she's such a sweetheart. And she really, the family all kind of gets caught up in this, don't they?
They do. And let me tell you, I love doing scenes with Lorraine Toussaint. I mean, she is a phenomenal actress, and every time I do a scene with her, I just get caught up in.
I mean, she's amazing, and it's a lot of fun, and she cracks me up about when she talks about her character and how she really surprised you, Morris, in season one, didn't she? She surprised Rosewood a lot in some of the decisions she made, right?
Yeah, most definitely, including getting involved with the felon.
Yeah. That's not what you wanted, was it?
That's not what I was looking for my mother to really get involved with the felon. But everything worked out, and she's backing up. She's right in the lab.
Tonight, again, 8 p.m. Eastern. So what should we expect tonight? Can you give us a preview?
Tonight's going to be an interesting episode. On a prior episode, I fell in love with a woman who I thought felt the same way about me, and then it turned out that she was just there to rob me. She robbed me blind. One day she told me she loved me, and the next day she took my money and ran. And so tonight I get to confront her about what she did to me, and it's pretty interesting.
Absolutely, and you never know. And what do you think, how has your character developed in the two seasons so far, would you say? Has he become a little bit better of seeing how he can be taken advantage of? What do you think, how this character is evolving?
He's definitely evolved. He's definitely become a little bit better in how he can be taken advantage of. However, he also has learned to work very well with the police department. At first, he's very close to breaking rules. Now he just bends the rules. He's learned to kind of just kind of blend into the scene instead of into a scene, where, a crime scene, rather than just sticking out like a sore thumb. So he's still learning, and he's learning in his personal journey as well, just in terms of he's always had this extremely overly optimistic view and perception of people. And this last situation really caused him to pull that back and tone that down. He still believes and he's still optimistic, but you start to see people in a slightly different way.
Absolutely. And I'm sure throughout this season, we're going to see more and more of what Rosewood is able to do and his love life, right? Morris, what's going to happen next with that love life of yours? Never know.
Without a doubt. You know, all you never know. All the signs for me and all the roads kind of lead back to the detective he's working with. And we do detour off that path and kind of coming back together. I think you'll see in this finale that, I can't really say what you'll see, but yeah, I think people will be surprised what they see in our finale this year.
All right. Well, fantastic. And so everyone needs to check you out again tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern. And I understand that you guys really are involved in social media, right, Morris, for people to connect with you during the show and all that stuff.
Very much so. We're very much so involved in social media.
So where's the best place we can find info on you, Morris? Where's the best place we can go?
On me, I'm on Instagram, Morris F. Official. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, Morris. I'm on all of the platforms.
All the platforms, and try to stay on top of this, right? In your acting career, how much this has become the big thing is social media, right, Morris? You're like, wow, it's a constant.
Social media is a huge part of what we're doing now, because you know, all the people, our fans, our friends, they want to see us, they want to talk to us, and we do talk directly to them. We do interact. It's just the interaction of it all, and it's great. It's fun. We enjoy doing it as well.
All right. Well, Morris, thanks for calling. 8 p.m. Eastern tonight. Tune in to see what happens with Rosewood, and good talking to you, and best of luck.
Thank you very much.
Take care, Morris. Bye-bye. You're listening to Total Celebrity Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.